This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed on Sunday to demolish Hamas as his troops prepared to move into the Gaza Strip in pursuit of Hamas militants whose deadly rampage through Israeli border towns shocked the world. Israel is carrying out the most intense bombardment Gaza has ever seen in response to the killing of 1,300 people when Hamas fighters rampaged through Israeli towns on October 7th. Authorities in Gaza said at least 2,670 people had been killed so far by Israel's retaliatory strikes, a quarter of them children, and nearly 10,000 wounded. The Israeli military said on Sunday it would continue to allow Gazans to evacuate south as its troops are getting ready for a ground assault on the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the region seeking to secure the release of 126 hostages Israel says were taken by Hamas back into Gaza. He said earlier in the week the U.S. will continue to help prevent the war from spreading.
Productive.
Blinken said he had a very productive meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Riyadh on Sunday. The White House said President Joe Biden stressed the urgent need to get humanitarian aid to Palestinian civilians in calls on Saturday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Sunday after visiting Jordan, Bahrain, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt that everyone is determined to stop a spillover.
What I've heard from virtually every partner was a determination